Hello folks, I am Vincent, this is Nerd One, and today we're doing a recap of the Secret Invasion series, or season, depending on how they do with it. So sit down, buckle up, it's going to get bumpy. So, this is kind of a full review of the Secret Invasion series slash season, because I'm not sure if it's getting a season 2. So, if it is, we'll see where it goes. If not, okay, I understand. Overall, the season was decent. I mean, it wasn't, you know, too cringy. Wasn't, you know, too exciting. It was kind of... It was okay. Better than a lot of things Marvel's put out for the Disney Plus platform, but still not like their best. And it's getting to the point where it seems like every character that Disney wants to play with now, that's like a legacy character or a character that's been around for a while, is now sad and broken. And, you know, for some of them, the characters, you know, either die off or they have some sort of redempting arc. No, this one is just where Nicholas Fury just kind of starts off sad and broken and ends up sad and broken. One thing that kind of irritates me about the series is pretty much the clarification that came out after the series ended that Rhodey has been a Skrull since Civil War. Which makes no effing sense. Because we saw in Endgame, we saw in, you know, Infinity War, I mean, maybe in Falcon Winter Soldier, that it was Rhodey with the leg braces, all that. And now, you know, he's acting so odd and weird, and all of a sudden, oh yeah, he's been in Skrull for years now. Like, no. I mean, between Endgame and the Disney Plus series, I could see that, but not, you know, during Civil War. No, that's just stupid. I mean, I hate to say it, but it's just stupid. And the whole reasons for the Skrulls to rebel against Fury was just dumb as well. You know, he didn't find you at home fast enough. Wow. Like, you know, it's one guy with technology that is, you know, probably, you know, a few generations behind their own, and they're pissed off about that. So, the thing I'll give credit to the series for is Ben Mendelsohn and Sam Jackson. I mean, for what they were given, the series, you know, they were good to the series. I mean, Samuel Jackson always does a good Nick Fury, even when he's given crap, you know, to work out with. Ben Mendelsohn's always fun. You know, even like when he's being serious, where he's angry, you know, you can tell he's got that kind of genuine feeling to him. For me, like the series was going okay until episode 6. And for me, episode 6, it fell apart. It went back to kind of like the old, like, you know, I don't know, the Disney Plus kind of mantra of, you know, we hate the fans, or it's kind of what it feels like. Because we finally get, you know, the Super Skrulls, and it's supposed to be kind of like, you know, this like big climactic fight, and the fight was just like a 5-minute pissing match. That's all it really was. And we have, you know, someone who is militarily trained getting his ass whooped by someone who has no military experience whatsoever, just because they have the same powers, and technically neither one of them should have died. I mean, if the Extremis is really that strong, there's no way that a blast through them should have taken them out. I mean, hell, Tony Stark blew up Audra Killian, like blew him up, and he survived. He came back together. So, you know, having, you know, a blast go through you shouldn't have been, you know, a kill shot. It should have been, oh damn, that hurts, and then, oh, I'll be back, you'll see, I'll get you next time, kind of thing. But nah, he did. I mean, the series as a whole was fine. Like I said, yes, I'm kind of bitching about it because it was one of those on track to be something pretty good, and just at the last moment, it let me down. Everyone, I'm not sure about, but it let me down. Maybe I just need to go back and watch it again to see if there's something I missed, something that was like, oh, wow, this fixes everything. But we'll see if I get around to that. But it's one of those shows of, would I recommend it? Sure, it was good. Just don't be expecting anything huge or anything like world changing. It's just one of those like, okay, it happened. So yeah, hopefully the next Disney Plus show that they do will be, you know, higher in quality. Not anticipating it, but hey, one can hope. But folks, that's all I got for this time. So once again, I am Vincent. This is Nerd One. Do come find us on social media. We're still on Twitter, Nerd15. We are on Instagram, Nerd1 Podcast. Our website is podpage.com/Nerd1. And if you don't mind, please do share the episode. If you like it, subscribe it, retweet, and let's grow that nerdum. But until next time, stay safe out there. Wash your hands, stay clean. We'll talk to you soon, and bye for now.